Your next promotion is just the beginning, and this podcast shows you how to get there. Welcome to episode number 179. Today's episode is all about boundaries, how you might be looking at boundaries in the wrong way, and that could be keeping you from the ability to set boundaries. Most of us know that we need to set better boundaries, but not everybody has mastered how to do that. Now, I don't claim to be a master by any means. I am just better than average at setting boundaries. In today's episode, I'm sharing with you everything that I personally have learned over the years and what it's going to take for you to get to that next level. If it's boundary setting and that's what you want, this episode is for you. Let's get started. Welcome to Women Changing Leadership. I am your host, Stacey Mayer, and I teach you how to get promoted, get paid, and bring your whole self to the leadership table. I am on a mission to change organizations from the C-suite out because women are the new face of leadership, and we are doing it on our terms. Hello, corporate badasses. Welcome to another episode of Women Changing Leadership. I'm your host, Stacey Mayer, and super excited, as always, to be here with you again this week. So I had a couple of public appearances in the last couple of weeks, and I wanted to share some of them with you here on this podcast so that you can find them and listen to them more. And I think that all of these interviews that I did really complement what I'm sharing on this podcast. But, you know, for me personally, I love it when I get to see things from a different angle and hear other podcast hosts and connect with other women in leadership. So the first interview I want to share with you is one that I did on the Boss Mama Jamma podcast recently. And I was interviewed by Kate, the host of that podcast, and she basically talks about all topics for women in leadership. And one of the things that I really took away from that conversation and appreciated by it is that Kate doesn't shy away from the politics of women making more money, having that voice, making sure that they're treated equally. But I was able to have conversation with her very openly about why I think women use their motherhood as sort of an armor and a shield, and it actually holds them back from having success at work. So you can go to that podcast, listen to us talk about these top six. If they're interested in you, if they rile you up, that's good too. Go there and leave a review for her as well. That would be amazing. Another interview that I did recently was on LinkedIn with the amazing Teresa Voza. And she is a leadership coach and she helps corporate leaders avoid burnout. And she had reached out to me a couple of months ago about doing a collaboration. And so I suggested that we go on LinkedIn Live for a couple of days. And then we came up with the topic of boundaries. And we dove right into that. And actually, I will link to the YouTube videos in the show notes of this podcast episode. I think that's easier than even trying to find LinkedIn Live. It's not the best platform. It's good for us to go live and it's good for you to follow me on LinkedIn, but it's often hard to comment and sort of figure out where those videos live on the platform. So we also cross-posted them to YouTube so you can find them there. But these interviews are literally gold and I want you to go through them. But I'm also going to paraphrase, and it's been a couple of weeks since we did the interviews. So I want to take like that step back and to really say, you know, what did I learn? What do I think were the biggest takeaways from those interviews and share that with you here on today's podcast? So before I get into talking about boundaries, sharing about my point of view about boundaries, I want to tell you that at the beginning of the first interview, Teresa asked me a question and I was a little bit surprised by the answer. She said, you know, I am just terrible at setting boundaries and it's something I've always, you know, struggled with. And she said, you know, can you elaborate a little bit on why boundaries are hard and why boundaries are challenging? And while I totally agree that boundaries are hard, and I have had multiple instances in my life where I was just really, really terrible at setting boundaries. But my answer to her that surprised me so much was I was like, you know, I'm actually really good at setting boundaries lately. And I wanted to acknowledge that because, first of all, it surprised me to just kind of contradict the norm, the attitude that we all have that we're really bad at setting boundaries, and push against that. Because I think for so many of you who are listening to this podcast, you are probably also really freaking great at setting boundaries. And I want you to look at the ways that you've learned to set boundaries as a leader and really acknowledge that you wouldn't be in the successful position that you're in today if you weren't like amazing at setting boundaries. Now, am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do not setting boundaries like cause me a lot of pain and anxiety in my life? Of course it does. But I am better than a lot of people at setting boundaries. I'm really freaking good. And I would like you to, first of all, acknowledge for yourself why you're probably also really great at setting boundaries, and where have you been able to do that in your life successfully? Because as we start to add to our lives and, you know, go into personal development and so on, when we start to be able to do that, we want to take what has worked for us in the past and recreate that. When I first started working in women's leadership, there was an exercise that we would do with all of the participants that was called Reflected Best Self Exercise. And this was actually based on appreciative inquiry, which is a scientific psychological methodology where they have you look at past situations where you were able to achieve something and then really kind of map out why and how you were able to create that. And now as you look at your goals going forward, you can continue to recreate that, right? Because if we tell our brain that we've already done this before, it makes it a lot easier to be able to do that again and again and again and to keep expanding into our life. Rather than starting from the place which is just like, I'm not great at this. I suck at this. And I'm not saying that Teresa was doing that in a self-deprecating way. I just meant that that was the common language that we use, is that I'm quote unquote bad at boundaries. And so I wonder what your week would be like, what your life would be like if you just started telling yourself that you were great at boundaries, and then you went out and you found evidence of where that might actually be true. And then you kind of just start doing more and more and more of that. I think that would be pretty freaking awesome. So that's the first thing that I want you to know. And then the second thing I want you to know is, like, let's take the shame out of the need and desire to set boundaries. So I, in the past, personally, have used the term, like, I need to get better at setting boundaries as a weapon against myself. So when I wasn't having success, or I wasn't getting what I wanted, or I was feeling very frustrated in my life, I would say to myself, I just need to get better at setting boundaries. I just need to get better at setting boundaries. And the problem with that is that it's almost like the mantra, I just need to lose weight. If I just lose weight, then I'll be happy. I just need to lose weight. I just need to lose weight. And then something will work out for me. No, we know we're able to look at that now and call BS on ourselves, that that's not the way life works. And I want you to start doing that with your boundaries, right? So if you're somebody who uses boundaries and your inability to create boundaries as a weapon against yourself, stop it. You got to cut that out right now. You are great at setting boundaries. Go out and find the evidence of where and how you've created boundaries for yourself, and do more of that. I also, in this process, because I love taking action in real time, I love working with people, you know, and actually figuring out from you guys what it is that's, you know, bothering you, what you need work on. Like, I want to know what really matters to all of my listeners. So I posted something on LinkedIn where I asked the question, what keeps you from setting boundaries at work? And this was a live poll where you could go in and you could answer, you know, and I'm able to see percentages of those who voted on this poll. One of the options that I gave was it feels too aggressive to set boundaries at work. I keep getting shut down. And then another option was I'm not so good at it. And then the fourth option was I'm a boundary queen. Nothing keeps me back from setting boundaries. So let's see, what were the percentages here? For the number one was I'm not good at it. That was at 31%. And then the next one was keep getting shut down. That was at 28%. Feels too aggressive was at 25%. So really all of those are 30, 30, 30. And I'm going to go into each one of them in today's podcast episode. And then the last one, it says nothing. I'm a boundary queen, right? So this goes back to what I was sharing, which is like, I'm actually really good at setting boundaries. And it's funny because if I was given this poll, I would not click I'm a boundary queen even within this. So I don't want to go into too much detail about, you know, whether or not this category won over that category, because I think that they're all basically pretty equal. And when you look on LinkedIn, they're only off by like one number. So these are percentages differences, but they're not that different. And I think that that matters because basically the overall theme is that 90% of the participants said that they were not great at setting boundaries. And then they broke it into three categories. And I'm just going to share with you some of my thoughts about each one of those categories today. So the first thing I want you to know, if you're not sure how, that was one of the options, is that, you know, definitely go to the YouTube videos and watch them because we give lots of ways that you can start setting boundaries, right? And I think that for a lot of women in leadership in particular, there is the stigma to setting boundaries because we're either too nice or we're seen as too aggressive. And I think we kind of go from one extreme to the next, and then, or we're worried that we'll go from one extreme to the next. So then we kind of just sit in the one that we're in. So like, let's say if we're too nice, it's easier to stay at being too nice. And a lot of times we'll tell ourselves, well, that's because that's my values. That's what I care about. That really matters to me. But then in the meantime, we're getting passed over for promotions. You know, people are walking all over us. We don't enjoy our job. And so there might be part of you that says, you know what? It'd be really great if I could set better boundaries. And then on the other side, it says that we're too aggressive, right? And we've probably experienced that. We go to that extreme. And there are some women that choose to stay in the too aggressive category. They say, nobody's going to run over me. I'm fine with being labeled as too aggressive. I'm just going to go for it. I have very strong boundaries. That's just who I am. That's what got me to where I want to be. That is the way that I stay here. That is the way that I stay in my power. But then there's part of you that says, huh, you know, maybe there's a better life. Like, this is very stressful to keep up this boundary persona and to keep pushing back against people. And I never feel like I'm really included. I feel like I always have to fight for my voice, fight to be included. And I'm tired of it, right? And then eventually that leads to burnout or job transition or whatever that might be for you. And so both of these sides, as you can already see, they have that need for more boundaries. And one of the pieces of advice that you heard me share recently on the executive presence episode that I had a couple of weeks ago is I talked about finding that middle ground when it comes to having more executive presence and showing that we can think and communicate like an executive leader. And one of the ways that we can do that is to ask ourselves, what is it that we really need to do? So with boundaries in general, what is it that we're trying to show executive leadership that we can do? What is it that we're trying to show ourselves that we can do? And for the whole too nice, too aggressive pendulum, I think what it really comes down to is the desire to show executive leadership that we can play the game, that we can do hard things, that we're willing to speak up, that we're willing to be, you know, to have that voice. We have lots of opinions. And when we can show executive leadership that we can do hard things, then that allows us to continue being too nice, right? Continue being very nice, empathetic, compassionate, whatever those qualities of leadership that you really genuinely do hold very dear and true to your heart. Or we can also continue being too aggressive in the sense that sometimes, you know what? We got to just put our hand out and say, no, back off. Like, this is my report. I'm going to present it myself. You're not going to take credit for my work, right? Whatever that might be. There are so many times where we need to step up and we need to be more aggressive and assertive, and we're not, right? And so you can still own that. You can still be that. But if what you're doing is you're showing your work and you're showing that you can do hard things all along, then when that opportunity comes up and you have to be a little bit more aggressive, it doesn't have that bite to it. It doesn't have that neediness, like, just pay attention to me, right? Like that frustration, because you've been showing them all along that you can do hard things. I gave you a little hint as to how we do that. And literally, it's just by showing your work, right? You talk about your process. You talk to your boss's boss. When you're having your 15-minute ally meetings, you make sure that people know what you're doing. You stop taking for granted that you've turned around your team, or you've turned around a specific employee, or that you've gotten information or a delivery on time from a very difficult peer of yours. You stop keeping that all to yourself and you start sharing it in the form of showing your work to these other executive leaders, and they start to see you as somebody who can do hard things. And you even see yourself. You start to reiterate that you are somebody who can hang with executive leadership, right? You're fully capable. I know you are. The other category here is in the survey itself was, well, I guess I kind of already spoke to the feels too aggressive to set boundaries. But what I wanted to share with you here is, and this is something that I want to say didn't necessarily bring me solace, is the commonality. And this is because, like, I'm telling you, my point of view is very much to lean on the too nice side, the people pleaser. I really, really, really want people to like me. I care very deeply about people. I'm so empathetic, I cry when you get passed over. I feel fueled when you're not able to achieve your dreams, when somebody pushes back on you. Like, that really affects me deeply. And to my point earlier, that is something that I want to hold on to. And when people would tell me in the past that boundaries were so important, you should totally set boundaries. You're never going to have success. You're never going to be a great mother if you can't push back. Like, actually, I'll talk to that for a second. You know, my husband has really strong boundaries with the kids, you know, in terms of being able to tell them no, and they can't have that toy, or they can't go to this place. And it kills me, kills me inside. And I have instances where I, you know, part of me knows that I should tell them no. Part of me knows, like, I have this whole avoidance tactic that I do as a mom, where if we just don't go to Target, it's easier, you know, rather than teaching my son that we can go to Target and not buy toys every time, right? So I'm, like, you know, working through this in real time. But like I said at the beginning of this episode, I am much better than most at figuring this stuff out. And here is the reason why, is I stopped trying to convince myself that boundaries were a good thing. Like, it doesn't actually help me. Like, I had so many coaching conversations, and my coaches would tell me, you got to set better boundaries. My husband would tell me, you got to set better boundaries. You just need to stop being a people pleaser. And I would beat myself up about that. Like, I would have shame. Like, you know what? You're right. I would have so much more success if I just set better boundaries. And about a year ago, and actually I'll give you a really specific example, and I shared this in the training that I did just 6 months ago over Christmas, I really felt like I had to have better boundaries with social media. So me as a business owner, and maybe not as much you, but me as a business owner, social media is a large part of my marketing, aka a large part of my business, right? I spend a lot of time on social media. And I was noticing that I was continuing to spend time on social media even after I made the post. And I would go back and I would check it. And I would check social media at nighttime after the kids went to bed, before the kids went to bed. I would have my phone out. I was just looking at social media and I called it not, I didn't think that it was like work. I just called it like socializing or whatever. Like I was like, hey, it's not a problem, right? It's kind of like, you know, an alcoholic, like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's just a couple drinks. It doesn't matter. And my husband kept telling me, he's like, why are you working all the time? And I was like, I'm not working all the time. I'm not. I'm just on social media. I'm just looking at Facebook. But the problem is that posting on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram is my job, right? So this is the equivalent for you if you're going on your email, your work email or Slack, and you're looking at that in the middle of the night, even if you're not responding to messages, you're still absorbing that and you're reading that and you're taking that in. And so I had decided that I wanted to, you know, get better at this. And so I was still in that shaming spiral. Like my husband was like, stop it, stop it, stop it. And I was like, I need to willpower my way through this. And that is that thing where you feel like you can't set boundaries because it will be too aggressive, right? So it's, I want you to see how this is the exact same thing, because I wasn't going to be too aggressive to anyone else but myself. So I actually felt like the only way I was going to get off social media at nighttime was to manhandle myself, like to tell myself, just stop it. You know, it's like, just stop eating the cookies. Stacy, you got to stop this. You got to set better boundaries. Like, I just felt like I needed to be meaner with myself. And so if you're somebody who's afraid to set boundaries because you feel like they'll be too aggressive, I want to first acknowledge that, because the way that we have been taught to deal with boundaries has been in this aggressive, cutting people off way, has been in this like, stop it, just leave me alone. And if you're a people pleaser, not really in the bad way, like you just like to be liked, like you enjoy, you know, having, being a good person, that you enjoy having people like you, like that's me. That is what I like, right? I'm an entertainer too, right? Like I used to perform. I like applause. I like making people laugh, right? All of those things are part of who I am and it's not going to change. So anyway, long story short, way too long, I decided to not assert my way through this situation and to literally just get a separate computer. That's it. So I looked at the boundaries and instead of willpowering my way through it, I decided to get a separate computer for work. And this is for a lot of you, you probably already have separate computers for work. I do not. I have the same laptop. I have the same phone for work. And I just put money on it. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to look at social media. So I have no social media on my other. I actually ended up getting an iPad. This is my personal iPad. And I have no apps, no social media apps on my iPad. So when I am checking social media, I really am just checking it for work. And I am doing that during work hours. And sometimes I don't do it during work hours, like on a weekend, but I'm doing that by choice. Like I'm being incredibly intentional. So that's a boundary that I created for myself without shame, without aggression. And also because it was important. I knew that I needed to take care of myself. And I also knew that it was working because, I mean, this probably goes without saying, if you've ever done a social media detox, you know how it feels to take some time off. You're like, oh, I feel amazing. I really did. I felt amazing. I also got bored, which was awesome. So I ended up coming up with other things like reading a book. And, you know, it's just like, it was so funny to me because I just needed to set this boundary, but I was not willing to do it in an aggressive way. So if you're somebody who feels like boundaries are too aggressive, that's a way that you can begin to approach it, is don't get aggressive, but get real, right? Figure out a solution, but you don't have to manhandle your way through it. And the last reason that people said that they were having a hard time setting boundaries at work was because they keep getting shut down. And this is like the base for literally all of the work that I do, like this entire podcast, executive ahead of time. Everything you have heard me do is that if you are trying to set a boundary, like let's say you want a bigger team and you keep asking for a bigger team and you're like, come on, you know, I need to get some of this work off my plate. I can't do this. I just need a bigger team. We need to hire this person. Or, and like you get shut down and they're like, no, we're not going to do that. Or like, let's say you have somebody on your team and they're not delivering and they're not delivering. And you keep telling yourself, like, why do I keep, that's a way of getting shut down, right? You keep saying something to them. You keep trying to create a boundary and it's not working. Or you try and get promoted and you're like, you raise your hand, you say the thing, you're like outspoken and you get passed over. And you're like, I keep getting shut down. I try and create the boundaries. I try and say, pay me more, give me equal compensation, give me, you know, equal title to what I'm worth. And I do all of those things and I keep getting shut down. The basis, the reason why this is behind the work of everything that I do is because I want you to know the reason that they are shutting you down is not because you're not good at setting boundaries. Let me say that again. The reason that you get shut down when you try and create a boundary is not because you're not good at setting boundaries. So please do not just keep trying harder. Please do not just give up. The reason that you're not getting what you want whenever you feel like you keep getting shut down, it's because of something else. I gave you numerous examples. Let's say that you're constantly asking for a team and you get told no. And so you think that you're just really bad at setting boundaries or asking for what you want, or you feel like they're just shutting you down. They don't care. But the truth is, when you're constantly in the weeds and when you're solving everybody else's problems and you can't pull yourself out of the weeds, literally module one of executive ahead of time, if you're not in there, please join now. I want you to save money. I have a huge promotional discount going on. And it's the best program for you to literally in module one, you're going to understand how getting out of the weeds is not about time management and it's not about building a bigger team. It's about showing your boss that you can think and communicate like an executive leader. You cannot get a bigger team if you do not show your boss that you can lead a bigger team. So I teach you how to show your boss that you can lead a bigger team. Do you see where I'm going here? They're not shutting you down. They're just telling you what they see, which is you're not ready to lead a team. That has nothing to do with boundaries. You can't push your way through that harder. You can't say, but I really need the team, or start failing and not meeting your deadlines. Neither one of those things are going to show them that you are ready to lead at a higher executive level. Same goes with your team, right? If somebody's not delivering and you just keep trying to, you know, force them to deliver, or feeling frustrated, and you're not able to pull back and really look at the situation and say, hey, what's really going on here? Why isn't this person contributing in the way that I want them to and need them to? If you're not able to do that, that's fine because that's normal, but you need coaching, right? You need to come to our weekly coaching calls inside of Executive Ahead of Time and ask and share that with me. And we're going to spend literally 5 minutes, have changed so many women's lives where we get to the bottom of it. And we really start to say, hey, this is what is actually happening here. This is why this person is not delivering. But it has nothing to do with boundaries. It doesn't mean you need to ask them harsher or set a firmer deadline, right? So I just want to show you that if you keep getting shut down, it's just because you need to try something different. And there's another reason why you're not able to get whatever level of success or get the other person to do the thing that you really want them to do. And it's not about boundarying harder. This was a pretty dense episode. I think about boundaries a lot. It's one of the reasons why I can feel incredibly confident that I'm better at boundaries than most. And I'm super proud of the work that I've done on boundaries, especially as a recovering people pleaser and as somebody who really enjoys making friends and having people like her. I am very, very, very proud of all the ways that I have figured out to how to navigate the world and how to use boundaries to work for me and not as a shame mechanism, not as a way to hold myself, you know, to this higher edge of more aggression. Like, you know, it's just something else that I'm not good at. So I hope this episode was useful. If it was, please share it. This was a good one, I think, to share with all your colleagues. So post it on LinkedIn if you loved it. Share a review, write a review in iTunes. You are part of Women Changing Leadership, and I am so grateful that you are up to the challenge. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.